of Krishna and to give our communication to Krishna, the current of Guru Parampara is required. This is my purport to the fail in the sound system. Srila Prabhupada had a great dream to establish a community here at Kitanagari and such communities all over the world that could exemplify the true principles of bhakti or pure devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and message is based on the principles of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Parikshit Maharaj approached his guru, Shukadev Goswami, it wasn't a formality. It wasn't a ritual for good luck. It wasn't to get a nice name. It wasn't to have a little higher position within the society. He was already the king. It was with a deep sense of urgency to understand what is the real purpose and goal of life. When Parikshit Maharaj approached Sukadev Goswami, he was yearning to know Krishna, because he understood that everything in relation to this world and his body was soon to end. He wanted to connect to his eternal nature. He wanted to surrender his life and his heart to God, to Krishna. And with that sense of urgency, he approached Sukadev Goswami. Krishna tells in the Gita, Ye gatamam prapatyante tams tataiva bhajamyam. According to the quality of our surrender. Surrender is a sense of urgency, a sense of need. It's not just part of our life. For Parikshit Maharaj, hearing from Shukadev Goswami in the assembly of devotees was not just a part of his life. It was the essence of his life. And according to how we have that sense of valuing our relationship with Krishna, our relationship with Guru and Vaishnavas, that is how Krishna is going to reveal himself. And he reveals himself through Guru Parampara. So the time of initiation is very special, because you can be a nice devotee without being initiated. You could be a wonderful devotee without being initiated. Initiation is a time when we seriously commit ourselves, formally commit ourselves, to following the path of bhakti, to receiving the message and the grace with a very urgent and grateful heart, and to reciprocate through our seva, our service, through following. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, what can we do to reciprocate with what you've given us? At one time he said, it was so simple, but so complete. He said, just receive what I have given you and share it with each other and others. That first part, to receive what he has given us, is something deeper than any ocean, higher than the sky and the universe. He's given us a spiritual world. He's given us Goloka Vrindavan. He's given us the key to the door which opens our eternal loving relationship with Krishna and Sri Radha in this spiritual world. That's what he gave us. But the key is to follow his instructions in spirit and in form, both. And according to how we really take that seriously, and even if we make mistakes, we really try to rectify ourselves and move forward. When we have that sense of sincerity, then we actually receive it. It's not that we receive mercy just by taking initiation. We actually receive the mercy by following the dedication that the initiation is establishing. At the beginning of such ceremonies, Srila Prabhupada would have us chant a particular verse. Om apavitra pavitrova sarvavastam katopiva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayapyantarasuchi Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu, Sri Vishnu. This simple verse tells us the essence of initiation, the essence of the human form of life. Whether one is pure or unpure, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Pavitra, who is supremely pure, becomes purified both within and without. And this verse especially tells one who remembers Krishna even while passing through all different types of situations. Commitment is important. Just like the commitment of a mother for a child. The child may give or make great happiness by smiling and laughing, or the child may really be an obstacle by crying and wailing all night long for weeks at a time. But the mother does the same thing. Whatever is good for the child. There's a commitment. Commitment of the heart. One time, somebody, a professor, asked Srila Prabhupada that Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Matra sparshas tu konte yashitosh na shukadukana agama payamonit yas tams tadikshas vabara. That the non-permanent appearance and disappearance of happiness and distress are like the appearance and disappearance of the winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception. One should learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Now, this person was a scholar. He was an Indian man, too. He said, in Mahabharata, when Abhimanyu was killed, Subhadra was weeping, was his mother. And Arjuna was weeping. Now Arjuna already heard Bhagavad Gita. Hare Krishna, he's not supposed to be disturbed. Why was he so disturbed? After all, you know, the body is just a temporary thing. His soul wasn't killed. That was a good question. Srila Prabhupada said it's natural. The body is the medium by which we communicate with the soul. And it's natural when a parent loses their child that they're going to feel pain in their heart and cry. But his service was not disturbed. He still continued doing Krishna's seva on the battlefield. So in this way, he was not crying because the soul was dead. He was crying because the body, which was the medium to communicate with that soul, was no longer there as a father and son. So we should remember Krishna, whatever may happen in our life. Sometimes There's health or disease, success, failure, victory, defeat. Sometimes we're glorified, sometimes we're dishonored. Sometimes people are faithful to us, sometimes they betray us. There's so many circumstances that will inevitably come for every one of us because it's the material world. It's a place of dualities. Sometimes we're young, sometimes we're old. But we remember Krishna. And there are 9 processes of devotional service which help us to remember Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was the greatest Vedantist in the world. He had mastered the science and philosophy of the Vedanta Sutras, according to Shankaracharya's interpretation. When he became a Vaishnava devotee, he understood. He knew the scriptures. He knew what bhakti was about. He just didn't understand really what the essence was. He understood it intellectually, but Lord Chaitanya revealed it to his heart. And he said, of the 9 processes of devotional service, sravana kirtana smarana bandana pada sevana dasyare pujana sakijana atmani vedana, which is most important? Lord Chaitanya immediately responded, kirtanam, the chanting of the holy. We find when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwarapuri in Gaya Dham, and he explains this to Prakashananda Saraswati in Varanasi, what happened at that time. He said, my guru gave me a verse. Hadarnam, hadarnam, hadarnam eva kevalam kalona steva na steva na steva gatir anyata. That in this age of Kali, there's no other way to really connect to that ecstatic love for Krishna that's dormant in our heart, except through the chanting of the holy names. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he put the maximum emphasis on this chanting of the holy names. Why? Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasvigra. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna incarnates as his name in this age of Kali. All of the opulences, the divine presence of God, are fully present within Krishna's names. And Krishna's many names. It's most accessible. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. It's the prime benediction for all humanity. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it tells, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunai Saravanadi Sudhichiti Kodiye Yudhoi. That love for Krishna, the eternal perfection, is within the heart of all living beings. By associating with devotees of the Lord and chanting the Lord's names, that love is awakened. Bhaktivinoda Thakur cites Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in his beautiful morning song, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Pole, Kota Nidra Jayomaya Pisa Chirakole. He wandered through the fields and the forests and the villages and the towns of Navadvip area with this simple message, wake up, sleeping souls. Jivara Swarupoi Krishna Nityadas, your eternal servants of Krishna. Love for Krishna is your true inheritance. Wake up. You're sleeping on the lap of the witch of Maya. And how to wake up? Mukunda Madhava, chant the holy names of Lord Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his devotees, there are practically limitless volumes of literatures. But he personally only wrote 8 verses, Shikshastakam. especially to focus on the evolution of consciousness that takes place through the chanting of the holy names. Everything is there. The Srimad Bhagavatam, from the first verse to the culmination of the 10th canto, the Rasa-lila, everything is there within these 8 verses. Cheto dar paramarajanam bhava mahadavagnina bhavanam. He begins that the mind is a dirty place. It's like a mirror. When you look in a mirror, you're supposed to see yourself. But when the mirror is covered with layers and layers and layers of dirt and pollution and debris, all you see is that. Srila Prabhupada explains in his explanation of the Hare Krishna mantra, this is not an artificial imposition of the mind. Krishna consciousness is our original natural consciousness. It simply has to be revived. This chanting of the holy names, how is it that it cleans the mirror of the mind? It cleans away our arrogance, our lust, envy, greed, our illusions, our envy, all of these things are cleaned away. Because Krishna is none different than his name. He's all pure. By chanting the holy names, we clean the mirror of the mind and we actually see who we really are in relationship to Krishna. We see that inherent love that we have for Krishna within ourselves. Through the process of chanting, as our heart becomes clean, anandam pudivaradhanam pratipadam punam ritasvadhanam, the happiness that everyone is seeking, we realize. We directly experience. Anandamayobhyashat. As part of the Absolute Truth, we are all seeking pleasure. What is that ananda, that happiness we seek? It's to experience Krishna's love and to reciprocate by offering our love. And when that love awakens, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the holy name is like the rays of the full moon. It opens the lotus flower, the blue lotus flower, to become a full blossom. Our heart, our love, fully blossoms by the rays, the grace of the holy names. And the fragrance of that flower, the fragrance of our love, Krishna's love, spreads throughout the world, throughout the universe, throughout the creation. It reaches the spiritual world. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Therefore, what? This is the greatest of all benedictions, that Krishna has appeared in such a simple way in his name. Nam nam akari bahuta nija sarva shaktis tatrapi tam yamita smaranena kala etadrisi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi dura daiva mitri samihajani nanuraga. Krishna, you are so kind. You have personally appeared in your name with all your power, all your beauty, all your sweetness. You are not different than your name. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in regard to this verse, he explained that simply through his name, Krishna reveals his eternal beautiful form to us of Shamsundar. His pastimes in the spiritual world. The spiritual world. His eternal associates. His love. Everything is revealed through the name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, and you have so many names. And there are not even hard and fast rules for chanting them. Sri Brahma Muhurta Prabhu, our most exalted and illustrious priest for this ceremony, he's going to have you do this yajna, and there's many rules for this yajna. You have to be clean. You have to do achmans. So many rules. But for chanting, you could be anywhere, in any condition. If you're on your deathbed, you can't do a yajna so well. But if you're on your deathbed and you're passing stool and urine simultaneously, you can say Hare Krishna and go back to God. Sorry about that. But there's no hard and fast rules, and anyone can do. Aho bhatasvapa chotogariyam yad jivakri vartate namatubhya. Even if one is in the family of a dog eater, if one is coming from a most sinful background, still, one can be the guru of the entire world if that person chants the holy name sincerely. And then the next part of this verse is very important. Lord Chaitanya isn't saying, and I am chanting the holy name so nicely. He's showing the attitude. First, he tells the glories of the holy name, the power of the holy name, how the holy name purifies us, and then the spirit in which we should chant. He says, but I'm so unfortunate that I can't chant your names like that. And then the next verse. The next verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami quotes from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse, wear it on the string of your holy name and wear it over your heart always. It's the spirit of bhakti. If we don't understand this, we don't get Mahaprabhu's teachings. We can memorize so much philosophy, we can defeat people, we can convert people, but if we don't value this verse and strive to live by it, we've missed the whole point. Trinada Bisunichena Taror Ivasishna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadhari. Powerful verse. When Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya and he established the Sankirtan movement, the devotees were coming from all directions to join him in his kirtan. And one day Lord Chaitanya said, why? We are chanting all day, but we sleep at night. For the next 1 year, we will chant all day and all night. That's quite, quite an instruction. And as His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj told about how Prabhupada made the impossible possible with the publishing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees just had complete faith. If Lord Chaitanya wants us to chant all night, every night, we'll do it. Nobody said, are you sure about that? They all said, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. But then he told them what they have to do to chant all night and all day. He gave this verse to his most intimate, loving devotees. These were not neophytes. This was Srivas Thakur, who's Narada Muni. This is Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who's Brishabhanu, Radharani's father. This is Gadadhar Pandit, who's Srimati Radharani, and Haridas Thakur, who's the Namacharya, who's Brahma. Advaitacharya, who's Sadashiva, Mahavishnu. He gave them this verse. Trinadapi sunichina taror ivasihishnana amanina manadina kirtaniya sara. By living by these principles, we could chant constantly. What does it mean to chant constantly? It's not some sort of tapasya. Because you can't do it as a tapasya. You have to do it when you actually are tasting the holy name. Param dristva nivartate. When we experience that higher taste, we can't stop chanting. I often tell a story about this little boy. He was just 5 years old. He was in Puri. He was walking around. And he happened to see this one man who received the holy name from Lord Chaitanya. And he was always chanting. He couldn't stop chanting. His tongue was just Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. But he was a Brahmin. And he was trained as a Brahmin. So Krishna is not different than his name. So when he would go to respond to nature's calls, you all know what that means. You're not supposed to be like, you're not supposed to bring the deity in the toilet with you. And Krishna's name is a deity. There's no difference between the name and the deity. It's Krishna's form and sound vibration. So he tried to stop chanting, but he couldn't stop chanting because he had such a taste. So he was Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and he would try to hold his tongue while he was doing it. Like, hold it, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram. He couldn't, but his tongue just wouldn't stay still. And this little boy, Gopal, he saw this. And he went up to the man, he said, Lord Chaitanya taught that there's no hard and fast rules for chanting, so you could chant even there. So then he, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he chanted. Lord Chaitanya was watching the whole thing, and he called Gopal. And he, little boy, he took Gopal and put him on his lap and embraced him. And he said, because you have such faith in the holy name, little Gopal, you are my guru. And I give you the name Gopal Guru. He became one of the acharyas of our parampara. So Kirtaniya Sadahari, we can chant constantly when Krishna reciprocates and reveals himself in his name. By humility like the grass. See, you're all sitting in the grass. Gita Nagari, it's really nice to get realizations of this. If this was New York, you would be sitting on a floor. But here you're sitting on the grass. Your feet are on the grass. Are any of you thinking, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Grass or Mrs. Grass? The grass is just providing itself for you. To be more humble than a blade of grass. As Rukmini Devi was explaining yesterday, the grass is not feeling a sense of entitlement. Why are you stepping on me? Do you know what I've done? Do you know what service I've done? Do you know how many times I men on morning walks with Srila Prabhupada? The grass doesn't say that Prabhupada walked on some of this grass with his feet. More tolerant than a tree. Here we see these beautiful trees. In the winter, well, let's take now. The sun is burning. And all of you sitting there, and even me where I'm sitting, we're getting the shade of the sun. The tree is standing directly in the sun. From sunrise to sunset, even on the hottest, scorching day, this tree is just standing there, giving us shade. In the winter, the tree stands freezing, giving us wood to keep warm. If you cut the tree, that's his home. The soul of the tree, that's his home. You cut the tree, give its wood to give us a home. Lord Chaitanya explained it in these details. This is the nature of a tree. We should be forgiving like a tree. Eager to serve like a tree. Amanina manadena. Very difficult. Grass and trees are easy compared to this. To offer all respects to others. That's not so hard. But to expect no respect for oneself, to demand no respect, that's difficult. Hare Krishna. If we live by these principles, and we can't artificially do it, but we should strive for it. That's what tapasya is. It's not that let me just live like an egoistic person and do anything I want and I'll just chant and automatically I'll just get purified. It may take about 10 million births. Eventually you will. But part of the purification is when you come to the conclusion, the holy name has purified me up to now, now I know what I have to do next. I have to stop making offenses to the holy name. And I have to live by these principles that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vag jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhaktirahoitakitvai. The next of the Shikshastakam verses. He's giving us the attitude of what we should identify with in life and what we should strive for. He's contradicting the entire materialistic psychology in this verse and establishing a revolution of consciousness. I do not want wealth. How many people do you know like that? The whole world is mad after wealth. When you're in L.A. or New York or even Harrisburg, there's always traffic jams. Mumbai. Till midnight there's traffic jams. And like 1 or 2 hours, there may not be such a traffic jam. Because people are looking for money. They're looking for wealth. They're looking for enjoyment. I do not want wealth. I do not want the beauty of the opposite sex to enjoy. I do not want the pleasures of sex to enjoy. What does that mean? Music, entertainment, literature, it's all very much centered around the craving for sexual pleasures. He says, I don't want that. I don't want fame. I don't want followers. I don't want scholarship to be known as a great pundit or poet, kavi. I don't even want liberation from suffering. I only want one thing. I want to serve you, my Lord Krishna. I want to serve you birth after birth after birth, unconditionally. This is the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what Sukadeva Goswami gave to Parikshit Maharaj. Savaipung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje hoitaki aprati hataya yatma suprasidati. The supreme dharma, the supreme religion, the supreme occupation, the supreme path of life is to serve Krishna with love. God has many names. Lord Hari, he steals our hearts. Govardhan, he gives such great nourishment and pleasure to everyone who takes shelter of him. Such loving service must be uninterrupted by any circumstance and unconditioned. Unmotivated by any type of arrogance or envy or greed. Samsudhir Hari Toshino. We serve for God's pleasure. What does God want? Through Guru Parampara, through the great Acharyas, we learn how we can actually serve Krishna. And these are the principles that all of our acharyas have protected throughout the millenniums. How to chant the holy name and live with character. To be the servant of the servant of the servant, as Shesha Prabhu was explaining so beautifully, is our identity. We'll take the role of a temple president, or a husband, or a wife, or a father, or a mother, or a GBC, or a Shiksha Guru, or a Diksha Guru, or or a Sankirtan leader, or a gardener, whatever role we take. This is just a way to serve. But our only identity is Gopi Bhattur Padakamale Vara Das 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 Anu Das. If we identify ourselves with the roles, and we start comparing ourselves with others on the basis of my role, then we miss the point of true bhakti. We follow our varna, we follow our ashram very strictly. Lord Chaitanya taught. He was a sannyasi and he was very strict about his sannyas. He was very careful that his grihasthas followed their principles very carefully. Brahmachari, sannyasis, vanapras, everyone should follow their duties with the highest morality. We have these four regulative principles. Character. Based on a higher principle, we cooperate and learn to love each other on a higher principle. Because if we don't develop our relationships on a higher principle, we will inevitably fight, be envious, be arrogant, and disintegrate. Our alliances are not based on mutual sense gratification. Our alliances are built based on the eternal soul's desire to please Guru and Krishna. So this is our true identity, to be the servant of the servant of the servant. Now Lord Chaitanya says, I don't want wealth. But a lot of us, not me, because I'm a Swami, but a lot of you have children and homes and even mortgages. So you obviously, you have to work. You can't just say, nadanam, nadanam, nadanam. Krishna will pay my bills. If you really have that faith, he will. But be honest, you don't have that. You don't have that faith. You can't imitate Srivas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya said to Srivas, why don't you have a family, so you have, joint family, why don't you go out and work? Or at least, if you're not going to work, at least go out and beg. But you just sit home and chant all day. And Srivas just smiled. He said, what is your answer? What is your answer? And Srivas went like this. He said, what does that mean? What does that mean? He says, if I clap my hands three times, and in that amount of time Krishna doesn't provide for my family when I'm taking shelter of his names, then I will put a rope around my neck, I will tie it to a jug, and I will throw it in the, and I will jump in the Ganga. Hari Hari. And Lord Chaitanya began to dance in ecstasy. Because of your faith, Srivas, even if the whole world goes into a massive drought, and everyone is starving, even if the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, has to go out to beg, you will always be provided everything you need. You can't imitate Srivas Thakur. Keep your job. Take care of your family. But you're not working because of them. You may have to do that, but that's not your passion. Your passion is to love Krishna and to serve Krishna, and this is just something you do as your duty. We don't get caught up in it with greed. Whatever we're making, we want to use that for seva, for service. That's the spirit. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram. Mahaprabhu is praying to Krishna, the son of Nanda. He doesn't pray, I want to become God. I want to be a speck of dust at your lotus feet. That's to the degree he understands Krishna. Krishna's his beauty, his sweetness, his love, his pastimes are absolutely unlimited. Mahavishnu, Karuna Dakshai Vishnu, he breathes and all the universes are created and all the planets. He glances and all living beings are. Thank you, thank you. All living beings are impregnated in material nature. And that Mahavishnu is yearning to see Krishna. This beautiful little sweet cowherd boy. When we understand who Krishna really is, just to be a speck of dust at his lotus feet is billions and trillions of times more wonderful than mukti, than liberation. One time I was on a parikram of Vrindavan, and we were near Kamyavan, and there were all these thorns, and everyone was barefoot, and every step there would be multitudes of thorns going in your foot. And some of them were big and some of them were small. And you'd take a step and you'd have to stop and pull them out and take another step and stop and pull them out and take another step. And it's really, they really hurt. How many of you have had thorns in your feet? Please raise your hand. And the thorns in Vrindavan are really formidable. And while we were doing this, this one Vaishnav took out a book of these beautiful prayers of a great Brijabasi saint. I think it was Narayan Bhat Goswami. And he writes that when I experience an ecstasy 10 million times, a crore, 10 million times more ecstasy than mukti, moksha, than liberation. Every time a thorn in Vrindavan pierces into my foot. That's not just poetry. That's really what he's thinking. That's how much he's experiencing. What is Krishna? And what is Krishna's abode? It's none different than Krishna. Ashlisya Vapadana Panpana. Mahaprabhu is praying, when will that day be when torrents of tears pour from my eyes and my limbs tremble and my hair stand on end when I recite your holy names, my Lord? Sunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Feeling your separation a moment is like 12 years or more. But yugayatam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayatam. Nimesh means the amount of time when your eyelid, your upper eyelid touches your lower eyelid when you're not doing it on purpose. That amount of time, it's about a 12th of a second, is called a nimesh. That amount of time, he's saying, seems, Prabhupada says 12 years or more. But yugayata means a yuga. Because a lot of Americans don't know what yugas mean. A yuga. It seems like a yuga. And he's, this is the way pure devotees think. And without the sight of Yukovinda, without feeling your divine presence, this entire material creation, the jagat, is a dreary void. Ashlisyava padadatam panashtuma. Krishna, if you like, you can embrace me. If you like, you can trample on me. If you like, you can break, make me brokenhearted by being in separation, leaving me in this separate state. You have every right to deal with me and treat me any way you like, because I am your servant unconditionally. This is the prayer of Srimati Radharani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing his Radha Bhava in this verse. And he's giving us entrance into that bhava. He's sharing Sri Radha's love for Krishna with us, bringing us into her divine Leela forever. If we value this, if we really understand the beauty and the glory of what Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas have given us, then we'll take it very seriously. And that's what initiation is about. We actually value what we're being given. And with gratitude, we're willing to make commitment to the process. Commitment to the process means commitment to receiving that grace and reciprocating with that grace. Lord Chaitanya taught that after wandering through many, many universes, Brahmanda, what is the, Guru Krishna Prasade by Bhakti Latabi, after going through so many universes, through so many forms of life, when one actually comes to the point of meeting the gurus, then that bhakti lata, that seed of bhakti, awakens in the heart. And the instructions of the spiritual masters are teaching us how to fertilize our heart and how to water that seed through our character, through our behavior, through hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, through being in, learning how to serve in the association of devotees. These nine processes of bhakti teach us how to water the seed of devotion. And they are all focused around kirtanam, the chanting of the holy names. Our deity worship, with every item we chant the holy names. Our pujas, with every item we chant the holy names. When we're reading the scriptures, we're constantly hearing the names of Krishna. Remembering. So simple, yet so difficult. But in the association of devotees, even the all obstacles can easily be overcome. Individually, our faith grows by the mercy of Krishna, who is the Paramatma within our heart. As a society, as a family, within ISKCON, whatever our particular roles may be, we are all here unitedly to assist our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada in his mission. By receiving what he has given us and by assisting in spreading this wonderful message, this grace, sharing it with each other and spreading it to the world. In 1922, he received the order from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to take the message of Lord Chaitanya in the English language throughout the world. He took it so seriously. 1922, 43 years later, in 1965, he left just days before his 70th birthday on the Jaladuta cargo ship. No other devotees on the ship. And this was considered such an impossible thing. Nobody came to see him off. He told so many of his godbrothers, godsisters, he went to the newspaper and said, I'm going to the West. And they put it in the newspaper, but nobody took, what are you going to do? Four people came to see him off. Maybe five. He writes it in his diary. Three or four of them were just officials from the from the cargo ship company, and one was his little son, Vrindavan Chandraday. That's all. He climbed the ramp. He had a box of books on the boat somewhere, and and an umbrella. And he was Japamala. And he had faith that my guru has given me this instruction. I asked Vrindavan Chandra, his son, what were you thinking when you saw your father climbing up that plank on that cargo ship? And he started to cry. He said, I was proud of my father. So he gave his disciples all credit for everything he had done. That was his humility. But we have been given this great gift because he took this order of his guru as his life and soul. And he asked us, he appealed to us to remain united to help him to spread this message. He used to say, thank you for assisting me in my service to my Guru Maharaj. And that's, you know, we can talk about all kinds of institutional aspects of ISKCON which are there, but in spirit, it's the society and family that's united for the purpose of helping Prabhupada to execute the order of his Guru. And therefore, he's our founder, Acharya. And all our gurus are brothers and sisters, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Gurus, and all the disciples of all the gurus, we are one family with one purpose. And that is what I'm hoping all of you who are taking initiation can really understand and imbibe. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. We are going to start the initiation process now. As explained and demonstrated before,